Traveling is good for our souls. It doesn't always mean you have to jump on a plane or a cruise ship, and it doesn't have to cost a lot of money. You can hop on your bicycle and go bike packing. Amity Hansen is a digital ad manager for Alpha Media and can tell us all about it.
So the longest bike trip I've done was about 5 days, and that was along the Oregon coast from Astoria down to Lincoln City. But typically I'll just do some overnight trips in the mountains.
So now it's actually got a term. It's called bike packing, right?
It's like bike touring, but bike packing is less stuff and it's more self-supported. And you're usually more on back trails, fatter tires, and it's more, I guess, rugged terrain typically.
So I would imagine you have to be in shape. This is not something for a novice to take off right off the bat on.
Yeah, you have to, I would say, have some level of fitness. Although I've only been riding my bike really for a couple of years. When the pandemic hit, I wasn't working at the time, so I was just riding my bike everywhere. And the longer rides you take, the more your body is going to remember.
Muscles have memories.
Yeah, the muscle memory. Yes, muscle memory. That is the term that I was searching for.
Gotcha.
But it's definitely something that you can work up towards. If you are interested in exploring by bike, all it really takes is, in Oregon, they have some really flat trails you could take, strap your camping stuff to your bike and go on an overnighter and see how you like it.
So the nice thing about whether you're walking, whether you're running, whether you're biking, you're going to see a lot more detail. I walk everywhere because I get to know an area, even, a downtown or, walk the city, just because you're seeing so much more. Your pace is slower.
Yes, definitely. That's something that I love so much about riding my bike is that I can just see everything at a bike pace. And you can see things in the mountains or in nature on your bike that you can't see in the, when you're in your car. You get to explore so much of your own backyard that isn't accessible otherwise. In Oregon, one of the most beautiful campgrounds that we got to see was Cape Lookout. It's right on the beach, and the sunset is this beautiful purple sunset. And yeah, the Cape Lookout hiker bike campsite is just magnificent. I recommend anyone go see that.
So some tips for people if they haven't done this before, besides, trying to get yourself in a little bit of shape, I would imagine maybe go with groups is a good idea too.
Yeah. Find a group in your area that is, interested in bikes. I watched a lot of tutorials on YouTube about, what type of bags to get, how to strap stuff to my bike. And then I found just groups on Facebook in my area of people interested in adventure cycling. And that's how I got into it. So if you're interested, there's so many resources online. There's Facebook groups, Instagram. There's a whole community out there, and it's huge in Oregon and huge in Portland.
Talking about bike packing, that's Amity Hansen, digital ad manager for Alpha Media.